Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So let me ask you a question here. You're going to throw a party at your house, and we're going to have some people over.
Okay.
That's it. That's all I'm telling you.
Oh. Now,
and don't know how many people. It could be two people. It could be 200 people. So I want you to prepare for that.
Okay.
What are you going to do? And I say that because let's talk about long-term care planning for a second. This is one of the biggest issues we have when we're putting a long-term care plan in place. How much protection do we need, right?
Well, it's one of the only risks that we are trying to insure against, that we don't have any positive idea on.
We have no clarity on it.
Because literally, every person's different.
That's right. And so one of the biggest problems we have is that, you know, we're sitting there when we're young and we're healthy, we think of long-term care and you think, probably not going to need much of it all. But then as we start to age and you start seeing family members go through it and you start slowing down a little bit, you start thinking, hey, this is a real possibility. And then you see these cases where, you know, somebody's aunt's been in a cognitive situation for 12 years now. Someone's grandmother's been in the nursing home for 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting there thinking, wow, how do I prepare for that?
Yeah, or it can be so sudden because people can be so healthy, and then all of a sudden it's just like one day they wake up and all of a sudden their health has changed.
Boom. And so the issue with long-term care planning, we talk about this all the time. How do I protect myself? A third of the people statistically that go into long-term care die within the first 12 months,
mm-hmm.
about one-third, okay? Now, the average claim from the insurance point of view is 4 years. That means the average claim that the insurance company pays on is 4 years. Yet a third of the people die within a year. So what that really tells us is, you know what? If I make it a year, I'm probably going to make it 5 or 6 years. And so we can look at this data and we can come up with kind of a general idea. But again, we're going off of statistics and averages. And that is always one of the biggest things where people will come to me and saying, how much long-term care insurance do I need? Because a lot of financial advisors will just say, hey, I think you need 2 years or you need 3 years of coverage.
Based on averages.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's what my grandmother went through. Their financial advisor told them, look, you need 2 years of coverage each. That's it. That's statistically what you need. Well, she was in long-term care for well over 6 years. She was in assisted living for 5 years alone,
mm-hmm.
and spent like a year at her home. And then she spent the last couple months of her life in a nursing home. And so that's a more what we would call typical claim. A lot of the statistics, a lot of the averages are based off of nursing home statistics, which is people that are getting put there.
Mm-hmm. Or when the claim actually gets turned on. And like in your grandmother's position, your mom was providing that care for almost a year before they even technically called it long-term care.
Before my grandma even let the cat out of the bag that she actually had long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. My mom had finally buckled and said, oh, by the way, I have one of these. So what we're going to talk about a little bit today is like, okay, number one, what do I do? How do I put a plan in place? I'm young, I'm healthy. That's the time to get a long-term care plan, right? Is when I'm healthy, when I'm young. But what if my changes, what if something changes over time? The problem I have when I'm younger is that I may have other priorities,
mm-hmm.
life insurance, disability, saving for college, paying off my mortgage.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I don't need a long-term care insurance plan. So the example that I'm going to give here is my own personal example. I put my first plan in place in my 40s. Now I've rolled into my 50s. I've just added an asset-based plan to my portfolio. So I actually have the two different policies. You can have multiple plans. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand is that I can start off, it's just like buying a car. I can start off with my basic little car that's going to run me back and forth to work, back and forth to work. And then I move to the suburbs. I can go out and I can buy a pickup truck now too. So I can still keep my little car and I can still have the pickup truck that's going to be able to haul the big heavy stuff. And you can think of long-term care planning that same way. Or another analogy might be I have term insurance, right, for life insurance, and I have some permanent insurance. But the vast majority of it is term when I'm younger and I need that. And then I'm going to come in and add this whole life. Well, think of that if I have a traditional long-term care plan that I'm just paying premiums on, I got it through work, whatever it is, that doesn't mean I can't come in and either replace that or add an asset-based plan behind that for some additional coverage. And we just have to keep in mind, I want to talk about this today because I think a lot of people, they get, it's the deer in the headlight syndrome, I call it. They just freeze because they're not sure how to put the ideal plan in place. And when you sit down with me, I'm going to look you right in the eye and I tell all my clients this, there is no ideal plan because we don't have the glass ball that says, I'm going to rub it and this is what you're going to need. You're going to need 5.6 years. Five of that's going to be in assisted living. The 0.6 is going to be in the nursing home, and that's what you're going to spend, and here you go. That'd be great if we had that, right?
And this is when you're going to go on claim.
Yeah.
No.
And what long-term care insurance does, the other thing people have to keep in mind is that what we're really buying is a bucket of money. So regardless of how much that bucket of money is, if it's $2,000 a month and I'm spending six, well, I've got a discount, right? I've got a coupon that's giving me a third off. If I have all 6,000 of it, well, then I've got that long-term care expenses covered. So I tell people we're trying to kind of look at this when we're designing these plans as saying, I'm trying to mitigate some risk. The more risk I can mitigate, the better. But the reason why I can't mitigate 100% of it is, number one, I don't know what that number is. Number two, there's also some limits on the design of the plans. The IRS says, look, you can't come in and set up a $25,000 a month long-term care plan. You just can't do it. Most of the plans are going to limit us initially between $9,000 and maybe $12,000. I say, again, most of them. There are some asset-based plans that we can do higher amounts for shorter periods of time, but there are some limits on that. So we look at it from that, you know, angle saying, there are some limits on design qualities, but the real question is we don't know how much we're going to need. But what we can do is look at the data that we have out there. Mm-hmm. How much does assisted living cost today? How much does a home health care worker cost per hour? And start doing the math and come up with a plan and say, you know what, $6,000 is a meaningful plan to me today.
Well, and design a plan for your goals and how you want to age in the future. If you're planning on, you know what, I'm going to move into my child's mother-in-law home, and so that's how I want my plan to play out, or I'm going to move into this one assisted living facility that I've picked out.
Yeah.
You know.
And I will say statistically, the vast majority of people use their long-term care benefit, meaning whatever they've set up, like my grandmother's was just $2,100 a month. She used every single dime of that every month. But even if you have $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, because again, long-term care insurance, it's not like medical where they're coming in and trying to limit what you spend. What they're simply doing is saying that you can spend up to this amount on qualified expenses. So if I'm picking an assisted living facility, I could go a $3,000 assisted living facility over in Yakima, or I could go with the $10,000 assisted living facility in downtown Seattle. I would have my choice. If I have the $10,000 a month long-term care plan, well, it's great. I could afford that, right? Because I can pay for that. So again, long-term care insurance is kind of unique in that sense, is what we're doing is we're really saying, I want to pay X amount today for X amount in the future, but I'm in control of that number. I'm deciding what I want. The biggest problem with waiting and trying to come up with the ideal plan is we don't know what we're going to need. But also, again, we were talking about this last week on the question of the week at the end of the show. Your health is what determines your ability to get a long-term care insurance plan in place.
Exactly.
And so when I put my very first plan in place, as in my 40s, I've got two young kids, I've got life insurance concerns, I've got savings, I've got mortgage, all this. So I knew I couldn't go out and get the grandiose lifetime benefit, maximum benefit that I wanted for long-term care. But what I did do is I put a meaningful plan in place that I knew would at least mitigate a good chunk of that risk for me in the future should I not be able to get another plan in place. And that's really the strategy that I think a lot of people, especially the younger listeners out there, you need to stop and think about this. I'm 45, I'm 55, I'm healthy. Oh, long-term care is way, way out in the future. Well, hopefully it is. You know, hopefully you never need it. That's the ideal situation. But statistically speaking, a third of the people that end up in long-term care are under age 65.
Yeah.
And our biggest problem with underwriting and putting people into a plan is as they age, their health becomes compromised. They maybe take more medications. They're diagnosed with an illness, whatever it is, they now become uninsurable or they get rated, which means they have to pay more for the same amount of insurance than the best, healthiest person out there pays.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into this. And what I want to spend today talking about a little bit is just how do we set up plans? And what if I already have a plan? Can I add additional protection to it? And the advantages of using multiple plans to set up and protect yourself from a long-term care situation. So we're going to head into our first break, and we'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
Well, I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
How do you avoid the most common mistakes in estate and elder law planning? Well, that is easy. You attend Real Retirement on the 12th of June in Bothell. Hey, it's John Curley with my attorney, Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Hey, Rick, you're headed up north.
John, we're excited to take our Real Retirement class to Bothell for the first time. So if you live up north or on the east side, join me and learn how to develop proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRAs, 401ks, your investments, and how to tie it all together.
It's complicated stuff that you make really easy.
It's all about protecting yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Attend Rick's class on June 12th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. There are classes coming up this month, Saturday the 15th and Friday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in here on Saturday morning. You just heard a couple of ads. We've got a couple of classes coming up this month. Our next class, regular long-term care planning class, is next Saturday. That's June 15th at 9 a.m. Again, Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. Classes are over in Bellevue. We are just located right off of the southeast 8th exit. So If you're familiar with the main exit downtown Bellevue's northeast 8th exit, we're just one to the south. Easy, squeezy to get on and off of there. And directions are on our website. We're just off of 114th Avenue. Free parking. Walk right in. We got a nice training room there. And again, we're really promoting these classes because I just think it's a great first step. Come in and learn about long-term care. And the best part about the class for me is the stump the chump session at the end where people are asking questions. Because what happens is we get this diverse group of people together, and a lot of people will openly share their experiences with their family or what somebody's going through. And then other people will ask questions. And the idea is just get comfortable with the discussion about long-term care, what it is, what it pays for, how it's different than medical care. And then you're going to learn about these new programs, traditional, asset-based, hybrid. So that's really the beauty of these classes. And so that's Saturday, June 15th. And then after that, we have one the following Friday on June 21st. That's a 10 a.m. kickoff. And the asset-based classes, again, we're really gearing that specifically for the people that are planning on self-insuring. They think they have enough assets. They were told they have enough assets. Folks, I want you to come to this class because we are going to show you, due to the Pension Protection Act law changes, why there's just a better way to accomplish this.
Just a more efficient way, tax-wise and everything.
And I think people are just surprised at some of these examples that we have, you know, and you hear them every week here on the radio show where we do a client of the week. The vast majority of these plans are going to pay you back or pay you more back than you put into your plan and still give you a lifetime protection of long-term care. So it's just really lots of good information. And again, that's the asset-based class designed for those people that are planning on self-insuring. That's Friday, June 21st. All that information is available at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So we're talking a little bit earlier here just about, you know, the big problem with putting a long-term care plan in place is like, I have no idea how much I'm going to need. I don't know what the ideal plan is. I know recently when I just added my second plan here in place, you know, one of the big concerns is you don't go out and get the grandiose Max Cadillac plan because
you still have to pay for it.
It's a value proposition, right? It's just like car shopping. It's like, oh, sure, I'd love this, you know, $200,000 car, but I don't need to pay for that. So you know what? The $50,000 car is going to be just fine for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes into long-term care planning. What we're trying to do is strategize and say, how do we mitigate risk in the future and what's the most efficient way to do that? One of the things I think that people often overlook and they forget is that I can have multiple long-term care insurance plans. The key is I've got to qualify for those. So one of the questions we always get is, can I add coverage to an existing plan? So I bought this plan 10 years ago through work. It's only paying $100 a day. I would like to increase that to maybe $200 a day. Can I do that? And the short answer is no, you cannot. In fact, there's a traditional plan out there right now where about the only thing you can do is you can add additional inflation protection. Mm-hmm. So that means if my plan's growing by 3% a year, I can make it grow by 4% a year, or I can make it grow by 5% a year by paying the additional premium. But that's about all you can do, and you can do that without any medical underwriting. All the other plans, I have an existing plan. The companies aren't going to allow you to add coverage to that plan, but you can keep that plan and you can add a secondary plan behind it if I have the health to qualify for mm-hmm. that plan. And that's probably the million-dollar question. If I've got the health, I can. Now, there's actually a lot of people. We get a good chunk of clients that will maybe have a traditional plan they bought out 10 or 20 years ago. They get a rate increase, and one of their options is to take what they call a shortened benefit or a contingent benefit. And that simply says, I check the box. Now, whatever I've paid in premiums is going to be available for me to use in long-term care down the road. So I didn't lose that money per se. If I go on claim, I just get that money back. But those people that are healthy, now maybe they took that plan out when they were in their 40s or their 30s or their 50s through work. Now they're 65, they're retired, they've got assets, they maybe sold some property or inherited some money. They can come in and add an asset-based plan to it. We also have clients like myself. I have an existing traditional long-term care insurance plan. I added an asset-based plan behind that because the idea is that the asset-based plan is going to give me additional coverage. It's going to pay me back if I don't use it. But my traditional plan provided me 4 years of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't know that that's enough. I mean, that's the average claim now from an insurance point of view. But if I'm diagnosed with a cognitive issue, that could easily be an 8-year claim or a 10-year claim. Who knows? So what I did by putting my asset-based plan is now I have a lifetime benefit behind that, but I still have my initial 4 years of coverage, and it also gives me some additional inflation protection, meaning that I can draw from both of those plans at the same time if I need to.
Which is big, because what if you do end up in a situation that you didn't know was going to cost that much and you need to pull more from your other plan for higher monthly income?
Yeah, so plan one pays $6,000 a month, plan two pays $8,000 a month. Well, I may not need that much money. But then all of a sudden I go from assisted living and they say, well, now you have to go to the special memory clinic because we cannot handle you anymore here. And the special memory clinic's $15,000 a month. Well, now I can draw from both of those plans and fund that cost. And so by having a secondary plan in place, it really makes a lot of sense. And I think that the key that you need to understand when you're going into long-term care planning is what I always tell people is like, you don't have to go in and start out with the Cadillac. You know, you can start out with the Honda Accord, and maybe someday we get to the Cadillac. We can add that. But there's also a lot of ways that if I have a basic plan in place that's going to mitigate risk, I can come in and strategically add an asset base. Think of that as just a second bucket of money. But if that plan is designed right, I get to use that money for living expenses or whatever I want if I don't need it for long-term care, or if I pass away, that money goes back to the estate. And that's one of the biggest advantages of having multiple plans. And we'll see a lot of people that maybe bought a group plan through work, and maybe it pays $50 a day or $1,500 a month. And so they say, what should I do with this? And then I look at it, and they're paying $14 a month. I say, keep that plan.
Yeah, pretty reasonable.
Keep that plan in place, but it's insufficient coverage. And so we're going to come back in, and we're going to add a second plan. And that can either be through an asset or a hybrid-based plan that you pay over time, an asset-based you pay up front, or you can even add a second traditional plan. There's nothing wrong with that. You can have, again, multiple plans to this. And I think one of the great things about these long-term care plans is if you start out today with a like a meaningful plan that's in your 40s or 50s, and a lot of these hybrid plans, you can have a limited pay. They're going to pay you back whether you use them or not. But if I have a 10-pay plan and maybe it's $4,000 a month of coverage, well, then I come back in later, I'm at 65. I can take the cash value out of that plan and put it into a new asset-based plan if I'm still healthy enough and bump that coverage up because I don't lose the money that I paid in. That's the advantages to some of these new hybrid plans. And you can also mitigate what I would say a shortfall in inflation protection. So what we're doing is we're looking at saying, I've got 3% growth on my $8,000 a month. So the idea is I want $8,000 a month 20 years down the road. I want to still feel like $8,000 a month. Well, what you can do is you can have a secondary plan in there that says, hey, maybe your $8,000 that grew at 3% really needed to grow at 5%. So I can pull X out of this policy and a little bit more out of the second policy. And that might be a cheaper way to put inflation growth on a policy as opposed to just going to a 5% compound growth on your existing policy. So lots of things to do. And I think underlying issue, folks, what I want you to know is when we're designing long-term care plans, the main thing is to get in while you're young, while you're healthy, put a plan in place. It does not have to be the Cadillac plan, but get some basic, meaningful coverage, even if it's a two-year state partnership plan. And if you stay healthy later on down the road, we can either add to that policy, adding a second policy behind it, or you could replace that policy with a new asset-based plan. There's lots of things you can do. So we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with a client of the week when we come back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
How do you avoid the most common mistakes in estate and elder law planning? Well, that is easy. You attend Real Retirement on the 12th of June in Bothell. Hey, it's John Curley with my attorney, Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Hey, Rick, you're headed up north.
John, we're excited to take our Real Retirement class to Bothell for the first time. So if you live up north or on the east side, join me and learn how to develop proper wills, trust, powers of attorney, healthcare directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRAs, 401ks, your investments, and how to tie it all together.
It's complicated stuff that you make really easy.
It's all about protecting yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
So don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Attend Rick's class on June 12th at 7 o'clock in Bothell. Seating is limited, so make your reservations now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register now at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your children have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, June 21st, in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding their long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, June 21st in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. So, come see us, folks. You are taking the first step to educate yourself here about long-term care planning. And, you know, you had touched on this last week in our show, and we always say this in our classes that, you know, when we talk about long-term care, statistically, people measure probability. You know, 70% of us are going to end up in long-term care. The 3 in 4 Need More organization is a nonprofit organization that goes around and promotes long-term care. And they say, you know, 3 out of 4 of us are going to end up. But again, statistically, that's just a number, right? What we need to really focus it on is the magnitude.
And the consequences.
And folks, long-term care situations do not bring families together. It generally tears families apart. And you have lived through this, you being Madeline.
Yes.
I have lived through this, watching my mom with her mom go through this. And folks, that's why we're passionate about this business, bring awareness, is come understand that. Look, we're saying 70% of the homes in your neighborhood are going to catch on fire. Do you want insurance? You would probably say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next question is, do you want it for the average fire, which is about $39,000 of damage, or the average amount of damage? Or do you want to insure in case the whole thing burns down? And that's the magnitude. Most of us would choose that. And so the problem is when we're trying to sit there and think about long-term care, we're betting against ourselves, right? I'm healthy today. I think I'm fine. I don't think I need to worry about it. But as we age, pretty soon life starts changes. And, you know, we've got several clients right now that are getting close to 80 years old. And all of a sudden at 75, they thought everything was rosy. And now things are changing for them. And so you just don't want to wait too long, because it might be too late to get that coverage in place. Because as we say, you can't get insurance when the house is already on fire, even if it is a small fire.
Yeah. And you don't want to rely on your family. You don't want to put that on them.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. So, again, sign up for one of our classes, June 15th, Saturday at 10 a.m., at 9 a.m. Saturday classes start at 9 a.m., usually out by 11. Go on about your day. Friday, June 21st is an asset-based class. That's 10 a.m. kickoff. Again, all that information is right there on our homepage at 525longtermcare.com. And this is the segment where we do a client of the week. And so what we're trying to explain to you is like how we sat down and designed a plan for our client and a little bit about what their circumstances are. And this particular case matches the show we're talking about today. It's like, what if I already have a plan? Can I put another plan in place? Or how do I start out with maybe a small plan and enhance that with an additional plan? And that's what our client this week did. Linda is 63 years old. She has an existing plan that she bought years ago through work. It was a group policy with a good company. They still actually are covering these long-term care plans, and so it's a nice plan. But it's a limited amount of coverage. She has about $170 a day, or about $5,100 a month. Well, she's looking around saying, gosh, you know, as I age, I'm starting to see costs are going up. I don't think this is enough money. I would obviously have to self-insure this. And if I take my Social Security that I'm supposed to get and all my long-term care insurance, she goes, there'd still be a shortfall. So then I got to start spinning my assets down. And how long would that last? So she was looking at it right and asking all the right questions. So she came to one of our classes and said, what do I do? Do I cancel this plan and just get a new plan? What would you recommend? So I sat down and I reviewed this plan. Her plan was very stable. The premiums were very modest for the amount of coverage she's had. And I said, look, this is what this plan would cost today. And she was like, oh, dear. And it was like, yeah, it was like 5 times more money. So she had a good plan. It was advantageous. That was part of that getting that group policy plan that she did when she got it as young as she did. But I said, here's what I want to do. We should add some additional coverage to this and keep your existing plan in place. And then if you need both of these plans, you can draw from both of them. But if you don't, if your first plan covers all your costs, let's set up this second plan so you can get that money back either way, even if you don't need it for long-term care. And she just loved that idea. So we looked at an asset-based plan. The second thing that I wanted to look at for her here is I want to find out a little bit about her situation. She was single, of course. She wanted to live in her own home. I'm like, well, how are you maintaining that home? How are you taking care of it? What are you doing? Well, she has a landscape person that comes around and does some of the landscaping and does some of these things for the house and helps her take care of it. And I said, okay, now imagine you're in a long-term care situation. What's going to happen if you can't do some of the stuff that you're doing? You know, you got a guy coming over to do a little bit of the landscaping, but you do a lot of the work and the gardening, the weeding and maintaining and sweeping the driveway and all that stuff. Who would do that? And she's like, yeah, that's a good question. So the problem with long-term care plans, if I'm in my home, it pays for what they call qualified expenses, which is light housework. But that includes like laundry and dusting and vacuuming. It does not include painting the walls or rehanging the gutters or cleaning out the gutters or landscaping or any of that stuff. So I said, keep that in mind if you want to age in place. Long-term care benefits are going to be somewhat limited. However, if we go back a few weeks ago on our show, we were talking about cash versus reimbursement or indemnity versus reimbursement. A cash long-term care policy says, I'm just going to give you amount of money every single month. You can use that money for whatever you need. As long as you trigger long-term care, they're going to start giving that money to you. If I have a reimbursement plan, which is what her base policy is, that $170 a day, that's a reimbursement. That's going to limit you to qualified long-term care expenses only. So looking at her situation, I said, I would like to maybe set up a second plan, but I'd like to structure that as a cash plan because you now can access that money and use it to, you know, for long-term care expenses, but you could also use it to hire somebody personally yourself, whether it's your own caregiver or whether it's to somebody to come to maybe, hey, could you mow the lawn for me? Could you help me with this? Could you help me do that?
Mm-hmm.
And those might not be covered under a traditional long-term care, meaning I'm bringing that care service company in. They're not going to go out and mow your lawn. They're just not going to do that for you. That's not a covered expense. So we looked at her options. We looked at these different plans, and here's something else that she had. She had a life insurance policy. Again, something she bought years ago through a group policy at work had some cash value to it. So I said, do you need that life insurance? And she said, not really. It was just something I had there. So since it had cash value in it, that's also what we call a surrender value. So that's money that I'm going to be using to basically, if I just go in and cancel the policy, I'm going to get that money paid to me. That's a surrender value, or that's the cash value in the policy. Well, under the Pension Protection Act, we can take that plan, we can take that surrender value, that amount of money, do a 1035 exchange into a new long-term care policy with a life insurance attached to it, and use that, and she doesn't have to pay any tax on that money at all.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought that was great because she was still paying a little premium on that life insurance as well, too. So I said, okay, we're going to get rid of that premium as well, too. So here's the bottom line of what we did to add some coverage for Linda. We took a single deposit of $77,000 and deposited it to the insurance company. $43,000 of that money came from her life insurance policy. So that was a 1035 exchange rollover. The difference on that the $34,000 was simply just some money that she had in CDs and savings that she felt comfortable putting into this plan. Here's what she got for that. Number one, she's going to get $5,000 a month of long-term care benefit for 6 years. So folks, think about that. That's $360,000 of long-term care off of a single deposit of $77,000. She doesn't have any annual payments on this policy. She has no annual payments on her life insurance anymore. And remember the life insurance money that we moved over? She still has a life insurance or a death benefit of $120,000. So if she never uses this plan, that money can still go to her charity, to her estate, to whoever she wants it to. If she uses less than $120,000 of long-term care, the difference is always going to go back to a beneficiary. So that money was not lost. However, should she go on to long-term care, she's got her base policy that pays her $5,100 a month. She's got another bucket of money that's going to give her a cash benefit of $5,000 a month for 6 years. And the great thing I love about these cash benefits, it's she is more likely to get her money out of this plan now.
Yeah.
Because remember, on the reimbursement plan, they're going to reimburse you for what you spend, right? So if I'm only spending $4,000 a month, I only get $4,000 back. On a cash policy, she gets all $5,000. So let's say that she's spending $7,000 a month and $5,000 of it's coming out of her base policy, that $5,100, that she needs $1,900 out of this other bucket of money. Well, she's getting a check for $5,000. So she essentially gets to put that $3,100 of cash into her savings account,
mm-hmm. or bank it,
use it for other things like landscaping. It's going to make her be able to stay in her home a lot more likely,
mm-hmm. and be much more comfortable.
Yeah. And I just love this plan. This company's been around for quite a few years now, but they just made some tweaks. We've got these new CSO mortality tables that are out. So the insurance rules have changed a little bit. So companies are coming out with these new programs. They're tweaking them. They're taking the advantage to, you know, folks, this is like everything else. It's competition. When your competitor comes out with a better model car, you have to make some improvements to yours. Yeah. And that's what this company did. Here's the other thing about this. If she uses all $360,000 of long-term care, she is still going to get a guaranteed return to the estate of $24,000. That's what we call a funeral fund. So when I'm working with advisors and stuff, I say, look, you don't need to go out and buy funeral insurance or any of this other stuff. She's got $24,000 that is coming, even if she uses all $360,000 for long-term care. Now, think about that. She only put $77,000 into this plan. So net effect, what she's sitting there saying is for, basically, I'm getting $24,000 back on that. So for $53,000, I'm getting $360,000 of long-term care, tax-free, cash benefit. And folks, this is just a win-win-win. She was able to fund a lot of that with cash value life insurance. So I'll tell you what, if you're sitting there on either an annuity or you're sitting there on insurance, life insurance that has a cash value to it, I want you to pull that file today and look at it, because you may have a long-term care plan in place. We just have to do some paperwork and reposition that money, and you can get all these benefits today. And so it's just a wonderful plan. So again, folks, stacking plans. She is not giving up her first plan. She's got one plan that pays $5,100 that she's had forever. It's a traditional reimbursement plan. We came in and we put an asset-based plan behind that, so she has an additional $5,000. If she never needs it, that money's not wasted. It's going to go back to the estate either way. But should she need long-term care, she has got two buckets of money that she can pull from, and that's the advantages of putting multiple long-term care plans in place, even if you already have one. So we're going to head into another break here. And when we get back, stick around. I got a question of the week from Michael up in Mill Creek. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
God. Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. Again, we are just really promoting our last two classes in June. Believe it or not, we are, June's going to blow right by us here.
And getting the full of summer.
Yeah, first class next Saturday, June 15th. Again, 9 a.m. kickoff, and the following Friday, June 21st. And again, the classes are free. We just ask that you sign up because we have limited space in our training room, so we're always trying to balance that out. And our idea is we want to keep these classes manageable in size, which means that we can get to your questions when you ask them, but still big enough to where, you know, we get a group of you together, because that really helps. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of people give some good feedback to us and they share their stories, and I think you're just really going to enjoy it.
Well, and a lot of people ask a question that, you know, some people wouldn't even think of, and they go, oh, gosh, that's a good point. Let me piggyback off that. So...
yeah, absolutely. And I think that, again, all of our information that you're going to hear here on the website, including podcasts for the radio shows, are on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, that's 525longtermcare.com. And right there, you're going to see on the homepage, you sign up for the class. Underneath that is the radio question of the week submission button. If you click on that and you send us in a question, we're going to pick through those and we're going to read it on air. And we just love getting these questions because that helps us find out what you guys are thinking about and really want to know. And our question this week comes from Michael up in Mill Creek. And Michael says, what happens to my coverage if I move out of the country or to another state?
That is a question we get every single class, and probably at least a couple times a week just from our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we've got, you know, this is a kind of an eclectic area, you know, the Northwest. And so we have a lot of clients that have maybe moved here from another country, and maybe in the back of their mind, they're thinking, oh, I might go back and retire. Mm-hmm. What happens to my long-term care coverage? Well, as a general rule, you can trigger a long-term care plan. And again, this is a general rule, not always, but in most cases, you can trigger a plan regardless, even if you're out of the country. The problem is you're going to get some kind of limited coverage, either for a few months, or you're going to get a certain percentage of that. If it's an asset base, maybe for a couple of years, you're going to get some coverage.
If you're out of the country. If you're in the country, it's portable anywhere you go.
So if you're international, for the people that are worried about international coverage, if you know you are going to move out of the country, well, what we have to do is we have to design a plan specifically for that to get the maximum benefit, but it is going to be limited. You're not going to get a lifetime benefit if you move out of the country. If I take out my plan here in Washington State and I move to Texas, or I move to Illinois, or I move to Kentucky or Arizona, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're going to get the full benefits. Whatever policy you put in place today here, it doesn't matter. So if you move to Montana from Washington, Montana can't come in and say there's changes to your policy all of a sudden. Nope. You're still going to have that lifetime benefit. You're still going to get the full monthly benefit based on the way you design that plan. So it's a really good question to keep in mind, and I think a lot of people need to understand that, number one, if I have long-term care insurance, if a lot of people think I'm going to travel, well, what if you're in a horrible train wreck over in Europe or something, and you end up in a nursing home for 6 months over there before you can fly? Well, you can still trigger your long-term care plan just based on the regular way you would trigger it here. Mm-hmm. However, if I move somewhere, like we have clients, they say, hey, what if I move to India, or I want to move back to China and get long-term care coverage there? Well, on most of the asset-based and the hybrid-based plans, they're going to give you coverage, but they're going to say, okay, like some will say, if you have a $10,000 a month policy for 2 years, they will give you $5,000 a month for 4 years. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be the limit of the coverage. And then if you have the lifetime benefit rider attached to that, you would have to come back to the states to get that plan. So, but again, most people aren't worried about moving out of the country. Most people are worried about actually, what if I move to be closer to my kids or my grandkids? Yep, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have any effect on the policy at all. And I think there's certain advantages with the states that there's some of these policies aren't available, for instance, like New York and California. They have certain rules, say you can't sell a state partnership in California that doesn't have at least 5% compound inflation. Well, our state partnership program only has to have 3% compound inflation, so you can buy that plan here. And if you move to California, the plan's still going to work. It's just not going to work for the state partnership portion of it. But if you move to one of the what we call the compact states in there, that policy will allow you to protect assets from Medicaid spend down in Arizona, for example. And if it's an asset-based plan, there's certain features that maybe you can get in Washington State, like, say, the inflation rider that you can't get in, say, Connecticut, for instance. Mm-hmm. Connecticut doesn't allow us to have inflation on the base policy. Well, your policy could have the inflation here, and even though you took it out in Washington, you moved to Connecticut, your policy will pay you out and pay you out that inflation rider that you bought. So essentially, it's just the domicile state that you're in is based on where you buy that policy, but the policy is good anywhere in the continental 50 United States. There's just no problem with receiving care that way. So,
yeah, if it just follows you.
Yeah, if you have a question for us, that's a great way to really just jump on our website, learn a little bit more on our website, and send us that question there by clicking that question of the week tab. And again, I think that you know, we promote over and over again that part of this show is what we're really trying to say is that, look, don't rush out and just buy long-term care insurance, or don't rush out and get sold long-term care insurance.
Exactly, because it's not just something you can buy off the shelf.
What we're really trying to say is there's so much to consider on this, and there is no perfect answer. That's not what we're saying at all. You can't, you're never going to sit there and work through and get the perfect answer because, you know, we were talking about this a little bit last week. We don't know what we need. That's the problem, right? And part of the problem is when we were talking about the beginning of the show, it's like, I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have between 2 people and 200 people over. Well, how do I plan for that? And so what do you do? Well, what a lifetime benefit does is it says, hey, I'm going to get a catering truck. I'm going to put them out in my front yard. And he's only going to charge me for the people that I serve. However, mm-hmm. he's got enough to cover the full 200 people, right? That's what a lifetime benefit does for us. I mean, they're really great. And so that's just, there's a lot of options out there. And if you can come sit down in this classroom environment and wrap your mind around them, because what I find out there that fascinates me is a lot of the insurance companies have marketing agreements with financial institutions or mm-hmm. banks, for yep. instance. So they are selling their product through that. Or you'll hear our colleagues over on a lot of times on the air, like Firstmark Insurance, for instance, out of Edmonds. Those guys are independent brokers that sell homeowners insurance and everything. They don't work for that insurance company. If I'm a captive agent and I'm working for ABC company, that means I can sell their product. So therefore, their product's going to be the best to everybody I talk to.
And oftentimes, they don't even know the other products that are out there.
Big
they're not
point
even
there.
Aware of them. Yeah.
That's right. And if they do, they're looking for the loopholes to say why my product's better.
Mm-hmm.
What we do as an independent company is we really take the approach to go in and say, look, here's your choices. Here's the difference between a traditional plan and here's the asset-based realm. Now, you may look at the traditional and you want an estate partnership, you have a smaller estate. These are the three companies that you're probably going to want to look at because these other two are going to weed you out due to medical situations. Or these two are not mutual companies and they've had some of the highest price increases or the more difficulty filing a claim. Probably stay away from those. On the asset-based plans, here's what we have. This company gives you 100% of your money back day one if you don't use it, but what you do is you give up long-term care benefit, where if you're not worried about that, this is a great company to look at because they'll give you a lifetime benefit. And so we're trying to explain that to you, and for everybody, it's different. Do I want that cash benefit, meaning when I go on claim, I just want a check, I just want to receive cash every single month? Fine. Or do I want the audit trail? Do I want somebody that's actually going to make sure that the money that I put into my plan is actually paying for legitimate long-term care costs? Well, that's a reimbursement plan. I don't want the hassle of doing taxes or trying to keep track of where I spend my money. That's a reimbursement plan. I want to hire my family member. I'm going to live with my daughter. I want to be able to give them some additional cash to pay for expenses. That's a cash plan. And so we're going to explain those options to you and give you the choices. My job is to guide you and say, yes, in my personal opinion, these are the companies that you should look at, but ultimately it's your decision,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to saying, this is the policy that I sell, this is why you need it.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. And then the other thing I think that you're going to learn at this class is that, man, there are so many ways that we can fund a plan, especially on these asset and hybrid-based plans. I can do a lump sum. I can do a single payment that's smaller with some ongoing payments. I can do like my asset-based plan. I'm going to pay the whole thing up in 10 years. So I've got 10 guaranteed level payments. At the end of 10 years, my plan is fully paid up. I've got a guaranteed return to the estate if I don't use it. But should I need long-term care, or my wife need long-term care, I have a lifetime benefit for long-term care insurance. I can pay that plan. Mine's over 10 years. You can do it over 20 years. You can do it in a single lump sum. You can do it in a combination. And a lot of it depends. What's your tax advantages? Are you a business owner? Do you have a health savings account? Did you just inherit some money? Do you hate payments? And hey, my Aunt Pat just died and left me a bunch of money. I'm just going to put that into a single pay lump sum. That's great, because now I can get the most leverage if I do a lump sum. So we're going to guide you through all of that. And I think one of the best ways to start, come to one of our classes if you can, educate yourself that way. If not, go to our website, pick through there, read through some of the examples. And, you know, we just helped a client last week that did not come to a class, but he read through our website and said, hey, this is great. I really mm-hmm. got the good feel for what I want to do. And that's how we started. So it's up to you.
And read through our reviews. We have reviews down there on our website on the top rated local badge. You can click on that. And those are verified reviews from our clients. And that's just those kind of speak for themselves.
You know, that's such a good point. And we actually got, you know, I got a review. I bought a product on Amazon a couple of weeks ago. And then I got this postcard in the mail that said, hey, a free sample of this product.
Mm-hmm.
No strings attached. Just go to our website and find out more. Well, all they want me to do is give them a 5-star review on Amazon and take a screenshot of it and send it to them, and they would send me a free bottle of this product that I bought. And I just, like, you know, I thought, you know, that's just bogus, because that's not a verified review. That's just somebody giving you 5 stars to get it, and that's how they're tweaked out. And so what Madeline's talking about is our reviews down on the bottom corner of our website, those have all been verified by a third independent company. People have the chance to put the information on there, and what you're reading is their words from clients that actually have our product.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of them, like what you say, they're just relieved because they know they have that protection. And again, insurance is a guarantee. It's not a maybe. It's
they don't
a guarantee.
Have to worry anymore.
Yeah. And that's one, I think that's the main reason why people do it. And if you're thinking about self-insuring, you're sitting there in the back of your mind, well, I think I have enough, or maybe I have enough. Come get a guarantee. Come get $9,000 a month or $8,000 a month guaranteed for the rest of your life, and watch what happens to your stress level. You're really going to feel good about it. So we've got to wrap this week up. We thank everybody for joining us. Again, sign up for one of our classes at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.